There has been a substantial amount of work done to refine the route with lots of consultation both throughout Kent, particularly Gravesham, Thurrock, and Essex. And where we've got to is, in some ways, quite exciting because from the Kent point of view, we have removed the A226 junction, which was fairly contentious when we were going through the public consultation around the options phase. And that's been warmly supported by local MPs, Gravesham Council and Kent. We've also had full approval from the Department of Transport to increase the width of the new crossing from two lanes to three. And I think that genuinely addresses the capacity issues going north and south. And that will go from the A2 up to the A13. I think everyone accepts that the Dartford crossing has got to a capacity which is untenable. And at times, that is over 180,000 vehicles a day. So the provision of a new crossing is going to relieve that substantially. So you get projected increased speeds, better resilience across the crossing, and of course, with the lower Thames crossing, you can look forward to maximum speeds going across or under the river. And you've got something in the order of around 60,000 to 70,000 vehicle capacity able to take traffic, particularly freight and residents using the crossing for work and for leisure, much, much quicker at the normal national speed limit. So you've got no restrictions on the Lower Thames crossing. So I think from a congestion point of view, I think the whole network, both north and south of the river, will be significantly improved and a lot more resilience built in, which I think is good news for everybody. I think we're very conscious of the environmental issues and the air quality, the operational noise, and particularly the sensitive areas in Kent. They need to be treated exceptionally sensitively. So you've got the area of outstanding natural beauty, of course, on the North Kent Plain. You've got all of the sensitivities through the Greater Thames Estuary, ancient woodlands, sites of special scientific interest. So that's before we even get to the key residents around Chalk and Thong and Shorne. So there's a lot of work to be done in the environmental space to make sure that we can build this sensitively and that it can be operated well.